especially live action family movies. I mean, they're near impossible to find nowadays.
I was about to say the only dependable source you have really is Pixar.
Yeah.
Where both adults and kids can kind of be engaged.
DreamWorks is getting there, though.
Getting there.
Yeah, DreamWorks is getting there.
It's difficult to find the missing ingredient, but they definitely do have something missing more so than not.
Yeah.
Well, Kung Fu Panda was good. Do you have issues with Kung Fu Panda?
Yes.
Well, I don't remember discussing that with you, but
I
took my 6-year-old cousin to Kung Fu Panda, and I remember laughing harder at that than he did.
I only laughed once, but I mean.
Did you really? You didn't like it that much?
Yeah, it's a good movie, but I didn't laugh at it.
I really enjoyed Kung Fu Panda. I'm gonna probably gonna be buying it at some point. That's the thing. That's what always amuses me is like, you know, particularly if I'm seeing with a younger person, a kids movie or a family movie, and I'm reacting to it stronger than the young person I'm with who's seeing it with me.
Hmm.
That always amuses me, but.
Mike, you have a strange look on your face when he mentions that.
I can just picture it in my mind.
I guess he wasn't 6. He was like probably like closer to like 8 or 9, but
6, 8 or 9, yeah. Sorry. So I could see where this was going about 5 minutes ago.
That's the thing, like I find that funny.
I'm pushing it.
That seems pushing it more than to see what the candy is.
It doesn't seem funny because it's so predictable. That
was pushing it more than the candy was. I'll admit that, but I find it funny.
Because of the way it's
established, the tone. Like, I'll go back to, like, I was saying this all over Revenge of the Sith. You know, proper establishment of tone helps everything. Like, everything benefits from it. And I think this movie did that really well. So, you know, the tone of this movie goes from, like, you know, cheesy, kooky, you know, nutty stuff to, like, you know, somewhat serious. Anyway, it's like, it's all about establishment of tone, which I thought was done rather well with this movie. Anyway. I see a couple of people wanting to respond to that, but
I'm just wanting to make sure everybody gets a word in edgewise.
Well,
Dave was about to say something, and you just stepped all over.
I feel like I get a word in edgewise, so go ahead, Dave.
Because you always can.
You don't have to get a word in edgewise because you're getting every word. Go, Dave.
I was watching, just seeing that scene again where he's actually going back and talking about the history of that race.
Yeah.
And how it was basically rigged, like you said. Just the way that they shot that and how he's walking across and they're showing the scene.
Yeah.
Stuff like that. I thought that was really, really well done. I didn't really kind of notice that. It blended so well the first time, I didn't even really notice it.
Yeah.
That's
why the editing in this movie is so impressive It just flows, and you don't even realize like some of the things that happen in it, and it's like it's really great.
And I remember thinking about him, how he. I don't think he. I mean, I think he could have really, really, really overplayed the part.
Yeah,
and I don't think he did that. You know, I mean, I think it's somewhat overplayed, but it's overplayed.
Right.
He's still keeping the level of decency. Still not totally taking the out of the movie.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I would agree with that.
Is it out of the question to say, like, I'm really disappointed that this wasn't nominated for editing? I'm just saying, though, is it...
No.
Yeah, well,
you're wrong.
Well, I'm just saying, like, you know, could anyone else think that, like, that...
Are you alone?
Am I alone in thinking like this? Really should have been nominated for editing.
Didn't I just make it clear that I agreed with you?
Well, you were acknowledging the editing, but you weren't saying like how much you thought it should have been nominated anyway.
Dave, what's the idea behind these little balls that form around them when they come out of the car? Is that from the cartoon?
I don't know if I saw that in the cartoon. I think in the cartoon you didn't exactly know what would happen.
Well, and it's the cartoon, you're not thinking about it. Right. Over time.
Right.
So do you get why that happens, Mike?
Yeah.
And that's like to protect the driver, you know, from.
I just can't remember that
from
the cartoon at all.
You're fairly certain, though, the old jumping feature, though, that's from the cartoon. I'm like, kind of curious. I really like the sound effects that they apply to that.
Yeah.
I'm wondering if that's in the cartoon as well.
I can't remember.
That's probably my favorite sound effects from the movie.
Yeah, there are a lot of great
sound
effects in here, too.
Well, the sound in this movie overall is just really impressive.
Yeah. And just the combination of everything. I mean, the overall sound mix with the effects and the dialogue and the music just all working together.
Mm-hmm. Like all the technical awards that the first Matrix won, I would have liked, you know, this movie to at least been nominated for those awards.
Yeah.
Which, again, that's just really unfortunate that they weren't. But I mean, again, like, I love that the Mach 5 looks just like it did in the cartoon.
Right.
You know, that's another thing that's, like, you know, that's another testament to, like, you know, sticking to the source material and how the movie can benefit from it. You know, and the cost of the wardrobe, you know, it's just very, very, I mean, from what I gather, it's very close to the cartoon as well, you know, like the costumes and...
Is all this happening because they didn't sign the deal?
We've got Richard Roundtree here.
What else has he been in?
Oh, it was the original Shaft.
Oh, okay.
He was also in Seven and, he's been in a ton of other stuff, but okay. He was the original Shaft.
I'd heard the name before, obviously, but since I'm not familiar with the Shaft movies.
Nor am I, but I just don't know he's Shaft.
Yeah, he's pretty good as well, though, but he's been in a couple of other last movies.
Yeah.
What is he with? You know, is he a former racer?
Yeah.
He's the one who, when Pops Racer was watching the old racing footage, it was his race that he was watching. So.
This movie just did end up getting overshadowed by a lot of other movies that, you know.
Well, it came out a week after Iron Man, and it's like,
yeah. That didn't help things.
You had another
2 weeks before Indiana Jones, so.
Yeah.
I mean, Iron Man was such a good movie.
Yeah, well.
And it had such, already had the graphic angle, you know.
Not as much as this movie.
They won it in the awards. They needed to wait until December 30th to release. I think.
I don't know. I saw Iron Man again on Blu-ray, And I mean, I was just extremely impressed by the graphics, just to see it. I mean, I just thought. I thought it was just really, really impressive.
Well, I think, I think in terms of graphic, I think, it's a style choice. The visuals are meant to be more cartoony, I think.
Absolutely.
Than they are in Iron Man. Iron Man is great visually speaking,
But
this is great visually speaking on another one.
I'm not saying it's great, but in the Fuji race, I could tell that race actually wasn't as well done, I don't think, from a graphic perspective as the first race. It almost looked like they spent a little bit less money on that, so they could spend a little more money somewhere else.
I think that's another thing, more than a few effect houses worked on this movie. I know ILM had something to do with it.
Right.
The fact of the matter is, it's like there are multiple effect houses on everything nowadays. Yeah, even ILM Central, movies. There are other just smaller companies that end up being farmed out work for it.
It's too expensive now today to do it all in one house, and not all one house can do everything that needs to be done in the time frame that needs to be done.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. With the exception of, went on a Peter Jackson movie or, ILM with, a Star Wars movie,
Right.
Well, Weta's doing, Avatar,
What I'm saying is, though, that, for Peter Jackson movie, it's basically all Weta, and for, Star Wars movie, it's basically all ILM.
Right.
Right.
But,
I watch her in this scene. I mean, I just can't see anybody else in this role.
It's totally authentic.
Has she played a mother figure in any other movie that you can think of?
Oh,
I'm sure she has, but I can't.
Stepmom?
Well, yeah, that's true. I forgot about that. I mean, I know there are other ones somewhere. But,
That's the first one that comes to mind.
This is funny.
Was it The Client? What John Grisham movie was she in?
Yeah, The Client.
The Client.
I like that movie. I guess she had kind of a motherly sort of figure in there.
She was a mother figure in the movie. Yeah, good point.
John Grisham was still a big guy, but he lost a lot of weight.
Well, he was huge there in the Los Angeles.
Mm-hmm. Is this Asian guy, is he from the cartoon?
Inspector Detector? Yeah, I think so.
Okay. I know Racer X is a big part of the cartoon.
Yeah.
It's never explained. I don't think it's ever explained in the movie that Racer X is supposed to be Speedy's brother.
In the movie or the series?
The series.
Okay.
I thought it was.
Was it? Okay. Well,
keep in mind that we do have somebody here who hasn't seen the movie.
Well, that's great, but before. We've been talking the entire time about, Rex's supposed death. I think Mike was...
Well, I thought that was him right there.
Maybe it's not.
Mike's going to take a lot call from the wife here. Maybe not.
John, I'll call him later.
I'll tell him I said hi.
Yeah.
You'll be phoning in.
John, what do you think of Speed Racer?
Never seen it.
Well, you know what? That's not such a terrible thing. We got somebody else right here who hasn't seen it. Hey, what are you looking up now?
If it was ever revealed, if it was charged,
where would you find them? Where on the internet would you find them?
I'll go to Wikipedia.
Oh, okay, I was going to say, I guess Wikipedia would be the place to go for that kind of thing.
If you can trust the information.
If you can trust it,
yes. Are they supposed to not keep tracking that pretty well?
It just depends on the subject. Sometimes it's going to be rather.
How many midnight showings did we do for this song? We did Iron Man,
Indiana Jones, and Dark Knight.
Yep.
that's it.
Yeah.
I mean, it's still more than we usually do.
Mm-hmm.
The year before we did a couple, too, didn't we? Because mm-hmm. we did, well, we did the Simpsons movie, we did, well, I did Harry Potter. And we did Spider-Man 3.
Mm-hmm.
Seems like we did one more, too, but I can't remember.
I think that's all we did, or that's all, yeah. Gee, I'm glad we didn't do Transformers.
Yeah. We'll get to it at some point.
Well, I'm just saying, that was sarcasm, because, like, I'm just, there's very little to say at this point.
And then be quiet.
It's a scene with both of them, you know, it's exposition. I mean, whether
yeah.
they're talking
but again,
about,
it's
I mean, the lighting is really good. The visuals are very good.
Mm-hmm.
How's the script?
Script is really good.
Yeah, it is.
Because, well, you know, it's like, that's the thing, like, you know, it's written kind of in the same vein as, like, you know, the prequel films. The, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the thing. The dialogue is actually very similar. Mm-hmm. But it's executed, you know, much more, you know, it's
yeah.
it's all in the execution and the direction.
Yeah.
Which, you know.
See, I mean, I wish this music for the lead up to the Casa Cristo race was on the soundtrack. I just love it. I mean, it's all mood music and stuff like that. It's not that exciting, but still.
That was a cool
one. Three lessons. Too pale.
Get outside of it. It's too pale.
Yeah, that is a funny line. I mean, every, you know, I remember, you know, that game last.
But the audiences we saw this with, the few times we saw it together, I remember the audience, you know, really responding to this movie.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that's the thing, like, you know, it really is unfortunate that this movie didn't catch on the way, you know, the way we would have liked.
Yeah.
You touched on why, when, based on the timing when it was released.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a pure summer movie, but, I mean, this summer was just way too crowded.
Mm-hmm. I mean, did you feel like there weren't as many sequels this summer? Which was good. This was a good thing.
No, not really. But, I mean, that's because of the fact that everybody was starting new franchises.
Are they usually trying to get movies out just as fast as possible, or do they try to plan when they should release a movie?
Well, I think in some cases, I think part of it was in some cases they rushed films because of the writer's strike that happened. But, I mean, I think to a certain extent, I mean, I don't know. I mean, they just try to get as much out there and just try to stake out their territory.
That's why almost all movies are pure crap.
I guess they probably have a loan for all the money they've had to have to build the movie and then they get paid off.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you know, it's like they have to guarantee, you know, it's like, yeah.
Bank of America, my company, leased that the money for that, or lent the money for the movie about with Kenny Holmes in the bank, the one that was not too good.
Oh, no, Mad Money?
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. I don't think we did too well on that one.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Of course, we got paid back.
Yeah, this is all really good mood music, but
yeah,
it's not on the soundtrack, is it?
No.
So, Dave, what did Wikipedia say?
Yeah, it said that his face was revealed in the episode. It didn't exactly say that they knew who he was, but I'm assuming that they did know who he was, even though that doesn't quite work the same way as the movie.
Yeah.
I don't think in the cartoon.
We haven't really talked about Racer X too much in Matthew Coxman's the role. I mean,
it was originally offered to Keanu Reeves.
Yeah.
Which I'm glad he didn't take it. Because that would have bounced me out of the movie.
I sabotaged the dialogue.
Well, I'm not so much as I would have just been saying like, hey, that's Keanu Reeves. I mean, like this the character is supposed to be mysterious, and you can't put a star that big in that kind of role.
Well, especially somebody who's more for you'd be getting them more for their what they bring to. I mean, they're more like you said, stars. But I mean, some actors could probably get away with that type of. Well, some big stars could probably get away with that type of.
Well, not with a character that's supposed to be ambiguous in the sense that, like, you know, is he Racer? Is he Rex? Is he Spiegel the brother? Is he not? I mean, that kind of character needs to be played with a relative unknown. Like, I'm just a big star like Keanu Reeves would have just been. I would have been thinking about it since.
I agree with that. I mean, I agree with that, but I mean, I'm...
What is going on right here?
This is the beginning of the cross-country race.
That Speed is competing in order to... reveal... what's the name of...
Hunter Block and Royalton and all of them.
There's so many movies that are based on, you know, a source material such as comic books or, you know, old TV shows that, you know, I may not be that familiar with the original source material, but, you know, the movie still strikes a chord with me because, you know, you can just tell that it is, in fact, speaking close to source material, you know, like... Mike's laughing at me, but like,
sorry, if you don't know the source material, I mean, could you say it fits pretty close to the source material?
Well, what I'm saying is, like, you know, even a movie that, you know, I'm not familiar with, you know, the material is based off of, I can recognize why the source material originally struck a chord with people in the first place, you know, but.
Yeah. This part looks slightly familiar from what part of the cartoon I did see.
Cool.
Is there any reason for that?
I don't know if they were right to the desert.
Yeah? Something about a helicopter, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, a helicopter, definitely. Yeah. Picture of the helicopter.
Yeah. Yeah.
I really do look forward to, you know, seeing what else Michael Giacchino is going to do with his career. I mean, like,
yeah.
Because, you know, we know now that, like, he can do a fun, you know, kind of fun summer movie, but we also know he can do, like, more serious stuff. You know? Did he do Mission Impossible 3?
Like I said, he's done, like, everything J.J. Abrams has been part of. And that score was actually really good that he did for it. I was impressed with that score. I mean, I've been impressed with, like, pretty much everything I've heard of his. I mean, I've never seen Lost, but I mean, you know, I'm sure if the music for that is anything like it was for what he did for Alias, I mean, I'm sure it's pretty good, so. But, yeah, he's got Star Trek, obviously, coming up this summer, but he's also got a... I believe he's also doing the music for Up, which is Pixar's next movie. But, yeah.
That's such.
Yeah.
Does this stuff in the desert, does it look better to you than the Fuji stuff?
Cartoon.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I understand, you know, there's a certain cartoon look about it, which is totally cool.
That little car foot there gave me a flashback to the Matrix.
Yeah. And I remember reading things about, you know, people saying that it's supposed to be the Tachi brothers were kind of making it like Kung Fu for cars.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think car fu was car the word I heard for coin.
But it completely works.
Yeah.
I guess, coming off your first impressions of this movie, Mike, what would you think of, A, would you let Maddie see this? B, what do you think she would think of it?
I would let her see it.
Yeah.
I mean, just a few scenes I've seen so far would scare her.
It's probably a little bit too intense for her.
Yeah, I mean, I think we're at the level of Cars about this point.
Yeah.
You could have done that.
Oh,
I just watched that the other day.
I know Ron and I would certainly have a lot to say about that.
Cars, the movie's gotten a little bit better, since but
the movie's gotten better?
It's just not as good as everyone thinks it is. It's just isn't. It really is. It's especially disappointing when that was directed by John Lasseter. I was just expecting so much more from that movie than I got.
I enjoy that. That little biz business there.
Yeah.
I don't know necessarily how that's supposed to work in reality, but
I think it's enough reality.
That,
a long time ago.
Flashback to the big hit there, Ronnie. I'm sorry, I still enjoy that movie.
Nothing?
They have no idea what's happening here, huh?
No.
He's going to see something on TV, probably.
However did you guess?
I don't know.
I can't imagine why you would say such a thing.
Is it clearly like that, like he went to this Casa Crystal with like out of his parents wanting it or
Yeah.
Okay. So I guess with these cross-country kind of races, it's not whether or not you finish first or last. It's whether or not you actually get through it. Is that the idea?
Well, I mean, eventually, once you hit the finish line, you have to. It's either you win or you lose.
Like a little pod type thing, Because if you do better times or some laps or something like that, it's kind of like a what's that big race?
Tour de France?
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah. But, should say the cinematography in this movie is by David Tattersall, who did do the cinematography for the Star Wars prequels. So there's a little bit of continuity there.
I see that. Yeah.
I have to agree now that if that was Keanu Reeves, I'd have a problem with it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because, I mean, the character's supposed to be mysterious. And mm-hmm. I'm sorry, Keanu Reeves, for better or for worse, he's a big star, but like that's the thing, like you don't put a star of that caliber in a role that's supposed to be mysterious, right? Maybe. So,
I think there might be a couple of stars who might be able to pull it off, but Keanu is not one of them.
Was Neil Hurst nominated for Into the Wild?
No. Should have been, because he was quite excellent in that movie. He is really a quite good actor. He was actually in Milk, too.
Yes, he was. Yeah, yeah.
He was actually in Milk with Sean Penn, so. Yeah, he and, you know, I mean, The Girl Next Door was actually a pretty good movie.
That's right. Oh, wow. Because I didn't like that movie, so.
I thought it was good. I mean, I liked it for what it was.
I just love him. I didn't like that movie, so.
And a lot of it had to do with him, so, trying to think of what else he's been in, though. It seems like he's been in a lot.
That was, like, his big kind of, like, breakout role.
Oh, yeah.
Girl Next Door. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the thing, he plays kind of like the nerdy kid really well, but he also plays the really, you know, the hero really well as well.
Yeah.
So.
Yes, even the monkey. Yes. That's pure underdog movie. It's like straight out Broody. Like. Maybe not, but I mean, you know what I mean.
Mom has final say.
We're in the same. Doesn't she always?
Are the characters supposed to be in the cartoon? Are they supposed to be American?
I mean, the original cartoon was Japanese, and then Americans bought it, licensed it, and then changed it.
Dubbed it.
Yeah, dubbed it, and they did some re-editing, too. It was basically like Robotech.
Yeah.
Robotech was...
Like, that's the thing, I mean, like, you know, some the little anime I've seen, it's like, obviously it was done by Japanese, you know, animators, but it's like... Sometimes, you know, sometimes the principal characters are intentionally American, you know.
It's because Americans are watching.
No, I'm saying, like, that's the case.
You see a whole lot of that. I mean, sometimes...
What was that one movie we saw where, like, the, I mean, like, you know, I think the characters, they were Japanese in Tokyo Godfathers. Well, what was that? Paprika. Paprika was really recently. Like,
right.
Like, you know, I think some of the characters were, you know, American or not. Or they were supposed to be.
Well,
weren't they in Japan?
It was Japan that, I mean, normally Japan that always blows up.
There have been a lot of anime that I've seen, like, you know, it's like, oh, they're supposed to be American. Like, you know, you go into it thinking, like, the characters are going to be.
Sometimes I see a lot more of, you know, them in London, you know.
Yeah. Yeah. But I mean, like, you know, that's the thing that's the idea is, like, you know, the principal characters aren't Japanese.
Well, we saw Steam Boy together,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, yeah.
And I wasn't too sure about the kung fu aspects of this movie. Yeah.
I liked it. I mean, just the way it was used. I mean, yeah, it's like, yeah, I mean, I don't know. I guess it's sort of going back to the Matrix and stuff like that more than anything, but.
Well, no, she's sparingly. I like that she's. I mean, right. She's not. It's not. I mean, this is the only. Yeah.
That really hurt.
Just a little bit.
And it's kind of like, you know, it's touched on in the dialogue. You know, it's like, you know, more like a ninja, if you ask me. You know, it's like,
we haven't gotten to that point yet. Well,
I'm just saying, though, that, like, you know, that dialogue kind of saves...
Yeah.
Kind of saves the fact that, like, the Kung Fu isn't as... Right. Not quite up to the caliber.
Yeah. I mean,
also like Trixie's line is like, oh my god, was that a ninja?
I mean,
that part.
I think also part of the reason that the kung fu for me works is the fact that it's like not everybody's an expert at it. Like, yeah. I mean, Sparky's clearly not, you know, somebody who's studied. I mean, he's just trying to do what he can. And, I mean, you know, it's like Spreadle and Chim Chim are doing what they can, and I mean,
they're doing what they think they can.
Yeah, exactly. But, I mean, I think that's also what works, is that it's like you can tell that people are not necessarily on an expert level on any of this, even though, you know, that would be the normal convention.
Yeah.
As a little Looney Tunes sting there.
Yeah, well.
These scenes had to be.
Didn't get any cartoonier than this.
Yeah, right? Exactly.
There we have the dialogue that pretty much saves it.
Yeah.
Right there, that scene. I wish we could do like kind of like that jet, that anime speak. It's so funny.
Yeah.
Just like.
Well, see, you kind of need the video for that so you can see that the, like, the lips are not moving.
Yeah.
And it's like, yeah.
It's kind of on my favorite fight scene.
Yeah.
I wonder how the car design decision was made for the rest of the cars. I mean, obviously, it was made based off the Speed Racer's car, but, you know, I'm just curious as to who, like, handmade the models if they made anything else of them.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. That would be something that would be good to be covered in bonus footage, documentary footage, unfortunately. You don't really get too much of that.
Now, okay. So, the Wachowski brothers, they recorded a commentary for Bound. I know that. And commentaries were recorded for the Matrix trilogy by other, like, you know...
Yeah.
Like, you remember, like, when the special edition came out, like... There were commentaries done by people who liked the movie, who didn't like the movie, different critics, different, you know...
Philosophers
and so on and so forth. You know, but,
do you have a question?
No, just saying, like, you know, like, I guess, you know, this kind of movie, it won't be covered the same way the Matrix trilogy was covered in terms of extras.
Nice flashback.
What were you saying, Mike?
That's a nice flashback to what I remember from the cartoon.
Oh, okay.
Those types of scenes.
So you actually watched the cartoon?
I saw them, yeah, like, they were saying, it came back to me when I saw some
of them. Okay. That would have been funny because they've done Transformers.
I don't have time to watch movies I know I don't like.
I just slightly smacked Ron, by the way, for mentioning that.
We had a quite long discussion
and debate about which movie to record tonight, and that's all I want to say about
it. My main point of argument was just what's a discussion piece, what is it? Yeah. And, people want to know these things.
How do you know?
The four people who are going to listen to this are going to want to know this.
What color is Trixie?
She's driving Togotan.
The yellow car?
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
No, she's the red one.
Red one, yeah, the red and black one.
Okay.
Racer X is the yellow and black one.
Oh, that's right.
But,
that's a good woman.
Yeah.
You need some help, me, Racer.
That's great. I was just like, he turns the tables on this guy.
Yeah.
That's something from a cartoon, isn't it? That saying?
I just don't remember.
I know, like, they're saying, like, cool beans and stuff like that. Yeah. I think 10484 is from a cartoon as well.
Sounds like
it. Yeah. It sounds like it'd be from a cartoon.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, this is pushing the rating a lot.
Yeah.
You know, particularly, you know, as it gets into the story, I think, you know, with the races and whatnot. It is. But again, I really do hope that we see more, you know.
Well done, like competently done PG movies.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Again, like, you know, just people that our rating, you know, is just being, just kind of, what's the word I'm looking for? It's just being used way too much, I think. It's like, it's just being taken for granted, I think.
Now,
what's falling from the sky here?
Huh?
What's falling from the sky?
I think it's like snow or something like that. Because, you know, monkeys are funny.
That's the thing, the way the chimp is used in this movie, it is funny.
Yeah.
Like, you know.
So the kid and the chimp were in the trunk all the time?
Pretty much.
I guess so, yeah.
I buy it.
They'd be
beyond rock by now. Yeah.
This is my favorite fight scene, though.
Yeah, this is funny. Fun.
That's the thing, you get to see Speed Racer not only as a hero behind the car, behind the wheel, but you also get to see him like a cool fighter guy.
I'm getting the Luke Skywalker vibe now, Ron.
You know, because kicking the guy in the groin is funny.
Yeah. And then poking him in the eyes.
That was just...
Fang into a monkey.
Because monkeys are funny.
Yep. Especially monkeys throwing guns.
And their own food.
Yes.
Those are fun notes there.
Well, it's all in editing. It's like, you know,
yeah.
Like the way the gags with the chimp are edited into any given sequence, that's what makes it funny.
Mm-hmm.